很高兴跟大家在这个下雨的早上跟大家见面。
At least we can say that we're dry in here, can't we?
至少我们可以说我们在这里面是很干燥的。
I'm sure that you are well aware when you look at the title of my message today that you would agree that we live in a fractured world.
我在你们那个节目单上已经告诉我们说我们在一个破碎的世界里生活。
We are more divided than we've ever been in a long time.
我们现在是比从前任何时间都是慢慢大家都在分门别类的。
There's annoyance and division and polarization and resentment all around us.
现在是大家彼此那个不高兴，然后彼此都是大家吵吵闹闹。
You begin your day with the turmoil and the chaos that's going around us, and you end your day with the same way.
你早上起来就是看到世界上的忙忙乱乱的新闻，然后你到晚上睡觉，这个世界仍然是这样忙忙乱乱乱乱七八糟。
But the Bible gives to us great hope and comfort in knowing that in the midst of the world that we live, that we can love like Jesus.
但是这个圣经给我们说，我们可以像耶稣那么样子爱旁人。
The scripture passage that we chosen today that you have read, I love the verse in verse 17.
在今天这个念的圣经里面，我喜欢这个第十七节。
Peter writes in that passage of scripture.
在这个第十七节这里，彼得在那写着说
that we are to live as free people.
我们要再次 sorry
as free people.
Free.
Free.
Free. 我们活在世界上是一个自由自在的人。
As free people, we have the opportunity to live with joy, with comfort, with hope, with enthusiasm.
我们自然是一个自由的人，我们就是要很喜乐的生活，我们很安适的生活，而且我们愿意跟大家在一起。
But the passage of scripture also has a but in it.
但是在这个圣经的经节上面，中间还有一个但是。
It says, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as an exercise to do evil.
他说你虽然是有自由的，但是不是让你随便乱来的。
It says, we are to be a servant of God.
我们是神的仆人。
And then Peter gives to us four important things for us to pay attention to.
然后彼得给我们靠到四样事情。Which verse?
17.
Okay. Chapter 2?
Chapter 2.
Okay. 在这个第二章第十七节里面讲的说
It says, treat everyone with dignity or value.
我们要这个对任何人都要尊敬他人，然后尊敬他们有他们的价值。
It says, to love your spiritual family.
然后要说在教会中要敬爱我们的教会里面弟兄。
And it says we're to revere or to honor God.
然后我们要敬畏神，而且尊敬君王。
And then he adds one more note here, and he says respect the government.
然后他这里说我们要尊敬君王。
Let me just say that seems to be out of place, but it's important for us today.
好像。这个尊敬君王这个话在圣经里面好像是很奇怪的，但是事实上是写在圣经里面。
Peter was living under great persecution when he wrote this passage of scripture.
彼得写这个彼得书的时候，他是在这那么遭遇了那么多的逼迫。
As a matter of fact, if you go back in history, the emperor at that time was Nero.
你要知道那个时候罗马的皇帝的名字叫做尼罗皇帝。
And you remember that Nero was the one who said, "Let Rome burn," and he let Rome.Literally burn.
然后那尼罗是那个一个罗马的皇帝说让罗马烧尽了，事实上他也把罗马烧了。
That was the persecution that Peter was living under.
然后那个时候就是彼得在这样一个尼罗皇帝的。
But in spite of that, Peter determined to live for God and to love like Jesus would love in a fractured world.
所以，但是。 彼得他是在里面是那么样子信了神，而且也是那么样子尊敬那个君王。
This morning I would like to just quickly give you a few principles of what it is to love like Jesus.
所以我今天要给各位几个例子，怎么样子算是爱人像耶稣基督爱人一样。
First important thing for us to recognize today is that God created every person with value and with dignity.
所以最主要的是神给我们每一个人都是有个人的自己价值，而且每人都有个人的自己的尊严。
The value of every person comes from how God has created us.
这个所有人的价值是由于神，我们都是神所创造的。
As I have said to you on other occasions, I'm pastoring a church in Del Paso Heights.
在我跟你现在讲的，我现在在Sacramento 北面那个 Del Paso Heights 做牧师。
In and around the church are literally 50 or 60 homeless people who are regularly there.
而且在这教会旁边，至少有50到70个人都是那些无家可归的游民。
Over the past 2 years, I've come to know them as people with value and with dignity.
所以，但是这些无业游民在过去两年中间，我知道他们每人都是有他们自己尊严，都是有他们自己的自由的。
When I went by the church this morning, there were people who were sleeping on the back porch and people who were sleeping on the front porch.
到我今天在我们教堂旁边，我们看到那些无业游民在我们教堂里面，在前面的这个教堂。
When I pulled up, I greeted them with a good morning, hello, I hope you're dry.
当我这个开车子进来出去的时候，我们跟他打招呼，就说我希望你们的，虽然下雨，我们希望你们身上都干的。
I opened the door and said, you're welcome to come in and use the bathrooms and to enjoy the services that will be held today.
我把教堂的门打开以后，我说你们跟他们说你们愿意进来避避雨，或者是你们在里面可以用我们的厕所。
Every Friday we open the church to with a room that's about this large that's called the clothes closet.
而且我们每个礼拜五我们就开了教会的一个房间，大概有这么大，叫做是关起来的橱窗。
And these homeless people are allowed to come in and take 3 large bags of clothes that they might be able to use for the week.
然后他们可以到我们里面来拿一些衣服，再可以在这个下个礼拜天可以用。
All of this to show them the love of Jesus.
我们教会里面所做的就是要愿意把耶稣的爱给他们彰显给他们看。
And no matter what their circumstances, to show them that they are valuable and they have dignity in the relationship of our church.
不管在他们现在的生活怎么样，我们让他知道他们每一个人都有自己的尊严，都有自己的这个价值。
The Bible says we're to treat everyone with dignity.
圣经告诉我们说，我们要对每一个人、任何人都给他一种尊严。
And let me just simply say this: never have these homeless people ever put any graffiti or hurt or harm the property of the church.
我要告诉你，我们虽然这样子开放的教会，两年中间他们没有把教会任画随便乱画，或者是破坏了我们教会一切的财物。
Simply because I believe that the church has been demonstrating the love of Jesus to these people.
因为我想，就是我们愿意把教会给他们，告诉他们说，耶稣基督的爱从我们教会里面彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, God has created us to value each and every individual.
神创造我们要尊重，要他们每一个人都有他们每一个人活在世界上的价值。
In our fractured world, if we're going to love them like Jesus, we're going to show love in every circumstance.
所以在我们这个世界上，我们看见我们要怎么样子告诉耶稣基督爱，就是我们要把教会里面彰显出来。
If we're going to love like Jesus, we're also going to recognize that God has created everyone uniquely.
所以假如说我们要像耶稣基督的爱人的话，我们要第一个要知道神创造每一个人都有他们每一个人自己的尊严。
Now I have told you about my family before. I have three children.
我告诉你我的家里面的多少人，我有三个孩子。
I have two boys and a daughter.
我有两个儿子一个女儿。
I was at the hospital when all three of my children were born.
而且每一个孩子出生的时候我都在医院旁边看到他们出生。
When you look at our three children, they have some resemblance to each other and to their mother and to their father.
这个他们，我每一个孩子都有些像他的爸爸，有些像他的妈妈，有些地方。
But they are uniquely different.
但是虽然很像，但是每一个人都是有他自己不同的。
We need to discover that God sees every individual uniquely.
我们要知道神看待每一个人都是一个一个都是个别都是很清楚的。
Listen to what the Bible has to say about this.
那我们看看圣经上怎么讲。
God gives everything the kind of body that He wants it to have.
神给每一个人他的身体就是神给你准备在这个世界上的身体。
People, animals, birds, and fish are all made of flesh.
所以我们在这所有的人或者是动物、鱼、走兽、飞鸟都是他有个人各个不同的形象。
But none of them are alike.
但是每一个这些动物、人体都是有他自己的形象。
The Bible says everything in heaven has a body.
这圣经告诉我们说，在天上我们每个人也有他自己的形象。
And so does everything on earth.
但是在当然在地上，我们每一个人都有他自己的形象。
But each one is very different.
但是每一个这个形象都是他有自己的特点，是跟其他的人或者动物不一样。
God was intentional when He created each of you, brothers and sisters.
这个是神创造你我的时候，都是他自每一个都是自己一个一个他。
And that principle is a principle of love.
有特别的这创造，而且整个的。这个原则就是神在爱中创造我们。
So what do we discover from what Peter says that we are to love like Jesus in a fractured world?
所以我们在这里看到说，彼得说我们在这个破碎的世界，我们怎么样子像耶稣基督在这里把爱彰显出来。
We're to value every individual.
我们要对每个人的每一个人单独的价值要尊重。
And we're to recognize that every individual has been created uniquely.
然后我们晓得是神创造我们每一个人每一个动物都是有它特殊的不同的特点。
Another principle that we learn from this passage of scripture.
另外有一个不同的我们在这里经文上可以看到。
That reminds us that we're to live as free people.
我们活在世界上每一个人都是自由之身。
We need to recognize that we need each other.
我们知道说我们要想到说我们弟兄姐妹每一个人都需要其他我们旁边生活周遭的人。
And that we are better than being alone.
而且我们活在这个弟兄的姊妹中间是比我们单独生活在世界上更好。
Through the Holy Spirit, God reveals His plan that He has for each and every one of us.
所以神从他自己的这个计划里面把我们每一个人单独的创造出来。
If I could take just a moment here to be personal once again.
但而且我在这里要分享一点这个单独个人的。
A month ago, when I was here and shared with you in preaching,
而且上一个月我在这里跟大家分享的时候
，I had a heavy heart because of something that we had just learned that week about a person in our family.
我那时候心情很沉重，因为我那时候在我们知道那个礼拜我们在家里发生一些事情。
We had gone to the doctor, and my wife had seen the doctor after several occasions, and on this occasion, he gave us the diagnosis of what he had discovered.
而且我们在这去我们看我们的那个家庭医生看了以后，家庭医生给我们说我们的情形。
He had said to us that my wife Martha was in the early stages of dementia.
他说我们的他的另一半是在早期的心智退化。
At that point, I didn't fully understand all of the consequences and the things that would go on and the things that I needed to know.
那个时候我并不是完全了解在这种情形怎么样子过后要有什么样子的严重的情形。
I was grateful that he said it was the early stages.
我那时候很幸运地说哦这只是一个早期的现象。
He said socialization was important.
他说告诉我们说在这种情形下我们一定要跟在跟人家常常有交通来往。
And reading was very important.
而且念书也是念读书读是很重要的。
Exercise was important and the proper foods, eating the proper foods.
而且要有运动而且要吃很对的营养丰富的食物。
All of this was very important to learn, and we've been discovering more as the weeks have gone on.
所以那个时候我们是慢慢知道这是很重要去学，而且当这个几个礼拜下来以后，我们更知道这个的重要。
I tell you the story not to feel bad for Martha or for me.
我告诉你我们的情形不是说我们觉得哦我太太得的这种早期的情形，但是我只是告诉你这个情形。
But simply to say that we need each other.
简单的说，我们需要彼此，大家弟兄姐妹都需要彼此。
As we were walking out the door with Brother Ron.
当我从我们的教会从这个教堂里面出去的时候
I said to him that morning, my heart is heavy because of the information that we had just found out.
我的心情是很沉重我这样子他说他告诉我那个时候
And I said to him, at this point, you can share this with Linda, but I would not want you to share it with anybody else.
他说那个时候告诉我说庄弟兄你可以跟你的妻子Linda 分享这个情形但是不要跟旁人讲
Because every time that Ron or Linda talk to us they ask how are you doing and we're praying for you
而且每次我们说你怎么样现在情形我们要彼此在主里祷告我们也为您祷告
And Ron said to me would you like me to tell the brothers and sisters
那这个庄弟兄就问他说我可以跟这个我们教会的其他弟兄姐妹分享这个消息
I said no not until another time
他说不要暂时不要等到下次再讲
And so today I'm sharing with you something very personal something that's going on in our life and I'm recognizing to love like JesusWe need each other.
所以今天我来跟大家的分享就是说，我把这个事情向大家拿出来跟大家分享，然后我们就说，更证明我们弟兄姐妹是彼此需要彼此。
Brothers and sisters, our verse says that we're to live as free people.
这里告诉我们说，经上告诉我们说，我们要在要在。在主里是自由的活着
and we're to serve God.
然后我们在这里要侍奉神
and we need each other and we can do a better job when we're doing it together.
我们彼此要需要彼此然后我们可以做更好为主做更好的工作
On the Sundays that I come here,
在礼拜天我来到这里的时候
I love the worship, I love hearing the singing.
我喜欢这里的那个崇拜我喜欢这里的诗歌
The only Chinese word that I really know well is 你好。
你们大家都知道，他说唯一的中文就是是什么？你好。
But I love listening to you as you sing in the Chinese language as you pray. There's something that just resonates in my heart and mind.
我真的很喜欢听你们用中文在的唱诗，用中文在那里祷告，在这使我里面跟你们一起心里面那个震动。
And I'm thankful that I can be here because we need each other.
我感谢神，我们因为我们彼此需要。
Well, let me go to another principle that's important from this passage.
让我再告诉你这一节经文里面另外一个原则。
Here's what I've tried to encourage you this morning. Everybody has value.
我在这里要告诉你们说要鼓励大家说我们每一个人都有每一个人在主里面的被造的价值。
Everybody has been uniquely created by God.
每一个人都是单独无二的被神所创造出来的。
We serve God better when we're serving God together.
我们在侍奉神的时候，我们更能够侍奉神，当我们共同一起来侍奉。
And the next principle I want to share with you is we need to learn to love like Jesus loved.
所以下面一个原则就是我们应该要像耶稣那样子爱人。
And here's how that happens.
这是怎么样子发生的？你
We need to listen to what people are saying.
我们需要听人家怎么说。
We need to look people in the eye when they talk to us.
我们要当人家跟我们讲话的时候，我们要眼对眼睛看到人家。
We need to learn from them.
我们要怎么样子学习去从他们那得到一些他要说什么。
And we need to laugh together.
而且我们要跟他们一起来大大的展开大笑。
All of these principles I find in Scripture.
我们讲的这一切的原则都是在圣经上给我们讲的。
Jesus listened to the people he was involved with.
耶稣听每一个人他所在碰他周遭的人。
He looked at them.
他每一个人都看着他们。
He learned from them.
他从他们每一个人得到他学习到一些事。
He taught them.
他跟他们一起谈话。
And he laughed with them as well.
然后他跟他们一起大笑。
Now when my three kids were born, they didn't know how to love.
当我的三个孩子刚刚出生的时候，他们不知道怎么样去爱人。
When I was born, I didn't know how to love.
当我出生的时候，我也不晓得。
But I needed to be taught.
然后我是需要人家告诉我怎么样去爱人。
When I would hold my son in my arms, I would say to him, "I love you."
当我把我的儿子抱到手上，说，我对那个时候就对我儿子说，我爱你。
I would say it over and over again.
我会对我儿子说。一次再说我爱你。
And finally, he would then say back to me, "I love you."
最后他慢慢长大，他会说我爱你，我也爱你。
It was a way of learning.
这是一种学习的过程。
My sons and my daughters didn't know how to kiss.
而且我的孩子，我的男孩子、女孩子都不知道怎么样子。
But I demonstrated.
然后我告诉他怎么样子 kiss.
And eventually they learned.
然后他慢慢就学习到了。
You see, the Bible says we need to value people, treat them with dignity.
所以我们要尊敬每一个人，要不告诉他们有个人的价值。
That every individual is unique.
说每一个人都有他独特的。
That we need each other.
我们需要彼此。
And we need to learn to love like Jesus loved.
我们要绝对要学习怎么样像耶稣这样子爱人。
The Bible says in the book of Hebrews,
这个在希伯来书圣经写到
keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters.
我们要继续爱我们附近周遭的就像爱弟兄姐妹一样。
If our fractured world is going to recover, it's going to recover because we treat people and love people like Jesus.
假如这个破碎的世界可以能够重新恢复的话，就是由于我们要像耶稣基督的爱我们弟兄姐妹。
The last thing that I would say to you that I've learned from this passage today,
最后一个事情我们要学从这个经文上面。
Is if we're not helping people reconcile, the church is not being the church.
假如我们不在教会里面彼此能够 reconcile, 彼此互相和好，我们不会知道怎么样子是耶稣在这个破碎的世界上。
Brothers and sisters, the world that's fractured is only going to change.
这个弟兄姐妹，这个所有的破碎的世界怎么样子可以改变的话
？As we are willing to love them like Jesus loved us.
唯一就是说，我们愿意爱每一个人弟兄姐妹，爱其他弟兄姐妹，像耶稣基督爱每一个弟兄姐妹一样。
When you study the life of Jesus,
当你我们来研究学习耶稣的生平。
You see that Jesus loved people where they were at.
这个耶稣是爱。任何人在他在任何的地方。
And each thing that we've talked about this morning was demonstrated by Jesus throughout his life.
所以每一个事情我们今天早上一起分享的时候，都是耶稣在经上记得他在他周遭所做的事情。
And that's what we're called to do.
所以这也是我们被耶稣基督呼召来做的。
Let me remind you in closing what our key verse had to say.
让我再来提醒大家
Live as free people
要我们每一个人都要自己是每一个人都自由自身的在学
But do not use your freedom as an exercise to do evil
虽然我们是自由自身我们绝对不能把这个自由当作犯罪的借口
Be servants of God
要像这个小孩
Treat everyone with value.
我们要像神的仆人，要对待大家都是他有每个人的价值。
Love your spiritual family.
要爱你在神里给我们的在灵里面的家庭。
Honor God.
要我们要尊敬神。
And respect the government.
然后我们要。这个也听这个我们世界上政府里面说叫我们要做的事情。
Let's pray.
让我们大家低头祷告。
Father, these are simple things but difficult to accomplish.
父神，这是看起来是很简单，但是很难去做到。
But it's important for us as believers.
但是这是对我们这些信主的人是非常重要。
That live in a fractured world.
在这个破碎的世界上生活着。
To love like Jesus loved.
我们要像耶稣基督爱这个世界，像他一样。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名在这里祷告。阿门。